The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
John Whitehead runs the Rutherford Institute, a not-for-profit watchdog committed to defending Americans' constitutional rights. Last year, President Obama signed legislation making domestic use of drones legal in 2015, and Whitehead got nervous.
The technology is moving very, very rapidly. I had a drone expert study with me this summer who is a consultant to the Department of Defense. He showed me some videos of things like the hummingbird drone. You can go on YouTube and watch it. From a distance, you can't tell whether it's a real hummingbird or a drone. It can fly up to your window or in your yard and film you. There's an insect drone, a drone that's the size of a mosquito, which they say can land on your skin and it'll look like a mosquito, and when it bites you, it can inject you with whatever it might be.
And he says drones can carry infrared and scanning technology that would enable them to see through walls. Whitehead says that would be a violation of the Fourth Amendment, which protects Americans against unwarranted searches. He wants state and federal governments to assure that doesn't happen and is asking cities to lobby for legislation.
Since the government's moving so slowly on giving us some civil liberties protections against these things, it'd be good for cities to say, hey, it's time for you guys to act.
Charlottesville City Council member Kristen Sakas says Whitehead is not alone. She's heard from two groups of constituents who share his reservations.
One is folks who object to the use of drones in foreign wars, and the other is people who are concerned that the government is out to spy on us.
But she's not convinced either is a real threat and will likely vote against a resolution. On the other hand, City Councilwoman Dee Dee Smith thinks domestic drones should be banned.
Without laws and regulations as to what can happen with them, then it's just the Wild West.
Tonight's vote will follow a discussion of whether the city should establish a human rights commission. I'm Sandy Houseman.